Welcome to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is the fourth chapter of the rain version of the show, and I have Brian Kelly here of the band Oceanography, who's going to tell us about himself, his upcoming appearance in Roseburg, Oregon, and the song Rainbow Records. Welcome to the show, Brian. So tell me about Oceanography. And now, is that just you, or is it?
It's just me, but sometimes it's a band. But on this tour, it'll be just me because I can't convince other people to live with me for 4 months in a van. It is my project. I write the songs and produce the music. I collaborate with a couple different people. I didn't want to be Brian Kelly, singer-songwriter. I wanted to kind of create something that seemed more like a band. So if I wanted to, I could put a band together and present it that way.
How did you come up with the name?
Well, I like the sound of the name. I like the rhythm of the name. It's not so much for the meaning as it is for the phonetic quality of it. And also kind of a lot of the way I make word choices when I write songs is kind of based on that. It could be the syncopation of the word choices and how they work with the melody or the rhythm of the song.
And what year did you come up with the name Oceanography and really start that as your stage presence?
2009.
And so your first album was called Collier Canyon?
Collier Canyon, which was released in 2019.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Livermore, California, which is a suburb. Yeah, so it's about 40 minutes southeast of San Francisco. I lived back east in New York for a while and then moved back out here.
So is music a side hobby?
Currently, it's a full profession. Design work is how I typically make money. But right now, I am fully focusing on music and putting this tour together. So I'm going to be on tour for close to 4 months.
So you're taking a hiatus from your job?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I do some freelance work, but I'm not going to be able to do that while I'm driving all over the country.
Tell me how you got into music.
My older sister, I have two older sisters. One of them wanted to learn to play the guitar, and my parents bought her a guitar, and she just kind of had it laying around, and I don't think she really kept up with it, so I picked it up and it kind of started from there. I think I was about 10, and it was like a cheap nylon string guitar, and I really, really wanted an electric guitar, but, you know, it's like the classic story of I had to, you know, prove that I was going to stick with it and take lessons, so on and so forth. And eventually I was able to convince my father to buy me a guitar, an electric guitar.
So tell me about your inspiration behind the song Rainbow Records.
Well, I'm kind of inspired by a tape that I found when I moved back home. It was in the garage. Well, so what we would do when we were kids, we would record songs off the radio onto these different mixtapes, and one of them I was playing, and it had this old, we had this radio station, classic rock station, but yeah, I heard one of the old, you know, radio snippets from Live 105 anyway, and it just kind of, this flood of nostalgia came back to me, and basically there was a record store in town called Rainbow Records, and that's where the name came from, that we would go to when we were kids, and just kind of that whole creaking wooden floor sound and the smell of the place just all kind of came back when I listened to that tape, and that's basically what inspired the song.
So you're going to be playing at Sunnyside Theater.
Saturday, March 26th.
Are you going to play songs from all of your albums, or are you?
Yes, most definitely. But the one I'm currently touring on is called 13 Songs About Driving Nowhere in Alphabetical Order, which is a little bit of a joke title.
There aren't 13 songs.
There are no, there are only 10. Yeah. And they're not in alphabetical order either. So,
no.
I mean, it's a metaphor for just the chaos of what was happening in my life, I guess, when I wrote and recorded most of the songs on the album.
Brian's website is oceanographymusic.com. Thank you, Brian, for coming on the show. Well, let's listen to your song, Rainbow Records.
Sometimes I wonder if I know where I'm going. I go for a walk like this, and it seems I have been walking for years and years and years. And I don't know where I'm going. I hear the sound leading me on. And I don't know where it is taking me. Sometimes I wonder if I know where I'm going. I go for a walk like this. It seems I have been walking for years and years and years. And I don't know where I'm going. I hear the sound leading me on. And I don't know where it is taking me.
That last song was from the British musician and producer Quantic on his 2001 debut album when he was just 21 years old. Quantic has several stage names, but he was born in 1980 as Will Holland and currently lives in New York. Similar to several other albums, the album The Fifth Exotic was recorded in his bedroom. The song Life in the Rain is a favorite on the dance floors across the world. This next song is one I found on SoundClick, and it is by Max Ford, a musician and songwriter from Canada. His only aspiration is to share these songs with the hope that you will enjoy listening to them. Other than that, there isn't much about him. It's a nice song. Standing in the Rain is up next.
Never needed someone till someone comes my way, stands within the dark shadow of my lonely room. Through the black and empty corridors, the memories so far away, looking for a brightness to take away the pain. Ooh, Maria, I need to see you. I'm standing in the rain and I'm so lonely, my one and only. I'll never be the same. Right or wrong, I didn't know the truth inside. I waited for deception to stain the clear sky. You light will feel the darkness, the colors filled with clarity. On your picture to face reality. Oh, Maria, I need to see you. slip away. Or you stand within the darkened shadows of a lonely room. Oh, Maria, I need to see you. I'm standing in the rain, and I'm so lonely, my one and only. When will it be the same? Oh, Maria, I need to see you. I'm dying in the rain. My world surrounds me, my pain confounds me, and I won't be the same.
Strong people get weak. Oh, let's see again. Now my hurricanes brought down this ocean rain to bathe me again. My ship's a sail, can you hear its tender frame screaming from beneath the waves, screaming from beneath the waves. All hands on deck at dawn, sailing to sadder shores. Your port in my heavy storms harbors the blackest thoughts. I'm at sea again. Now your hurricane brought down the ocean rain to bathe me again. My ship's a sail, can you hear its tender frame screaming from beneath the waves, screaming from beneath the waves. On deck at dawn, sailing to sadder shores, your port in my heavy storms harbors the blackest thoughts. Again, now my hurricane
That last song was the title track Ocean Rain by Echo and the Bunnymen from their 1984 album. They are an English rock band formed in 1978. Ocean Rain is the fourth studio album and reached number 4 on the UK albums chart and into the top 100 of the United States, Canada, and Swedish charts. Since 1984, the album has been certified gold by the British phonographic industry. They recorded most of the album in Paris using a 35-piece orchestra. A photograph of the Carnglaze Caverns in Cornwall was used in the design of the notable cover for the album. This next song is Walking in the Rain by The Secret Process from their Telecommute album of 2005. The Secret Process formed about in 1998 as a loose group of friends playing and recording on a computer. The songs were sent over a dial-up modem to a person to produce a CD. Each song took the entire night to send. Only about 4 or 5 album copies of the original album were produced. The second album, Telecommute, was produced with much more modern technology. They are so secret that they don't perform or promote their songs.
Everything I hit that gym and tried to swim and earbuds in, nose plug on, goggles down, the world is gone. I feel no pain now in my leg now, and I'm walking in the rain.
KQUA LP Roseburg, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Umpqua Watersheds is dedicated to the protection and restoration of the ecosystems of the Umpqua Watersheds and beyond through education, training, advocacy, and ecologically sound stewardship. More information at umpquawatersheds.org and on Facebook.
Surrender my soul Shed the clothes that become my skin See the lie that burns within my needing I wish I'd chosen darkness from cold I wish I'd screamed out loud instead of found no meaning. I guess it's time I run far away. Find comfort in pain. All pleasure's the same. It just keeps me from trouble. Hides my true shape like Dorian Gray. But I'm not here for trouble, it's more than just words, it's just tears and rain. I wish I could walk through the doors of my mind. Hold memory close at hand, help me understand. Years. I wish I could choose between heaven and hell. I wish I would save my soul. I'm so cold from fear. I guess it's time. Far away, find
That last song was by James Blunt, called Tears and Rain, from his debut album Back to Bedlam of 2005. Born James Blount in 1974 in England, he is a singer, songwriter, musician, and record producer. Blount had piano and violin lessons as a child, but was introduced to the electric guitar at age 14. His family has a long history of military service, and because the military sponsored his education, Blount served 4 years in the British Army. After leaving the military in 2004, he released his debut album, Back to Bedlam, which received wide acclaim and sold over 11 million copies worldwide, topping the UK album chart and peaking at number 2 in the US. Blount has sold over 20 million albums worldwide. He has received several awards, such as the Brit Awards, MTV Video Music Award, and an honorary doctorate for music from the University of Bristol. This next song is one by David Jacob Strain from Eugene. I highlighted Strain in the 11th chapter of the River version of this show. The song is called Rainbow Junkies from the Live from the Left Coast album of 2011. Well, we've come to the end of the hour. I hope you enjoyed the show and can join us next week for another chapter of the Rain version of the show. This has been Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. I'm your host, Janice.
And the Miracle Man, see the way I west for the pavement ends, digging out billboards and cutting down signs, taking 22 rifles to the neon lights. Me out up on the mountain, nobody calls my name. Nobody taught us to live this way. Making love in the fields till the break of day. High on the mountain, mama looking to the sea. Only prison towers in the land of the free. Me up on the mountain. Nobody calls my name. On the mountain, nobody calls my name. in a dead man's clothes, riding on the debts of the ones below. But now I'm chasing echoes in the canyon, just to feel my name.